we discussed. Yeah, we discussed dollar before. Right, okay, so Zion. Hanavi. Efshishtiyadav Oslatsmo Bilvad. Laharchiv Libo Lahoisif Daito Achiyere Mashlahaya Dem Oisin Varmag Doilim. As we said, it could be his Navur is only for himself, just to enlighten him in some area of the world. The Efshar, Shishulach La'ame Ameharetz. Maybe he might be sent to a nation, specific nation, not necessarily to the Jews. Or La'an She'ir, or Mamlacha, or to a specific city, or to a kingdom. L'chonin oizam, to prepare them, L'odiyah ma'ayasu, to tell them what to do, or L'mona mimasim arayin shebiyadeyem, or to prevent them from doing bad things. By the way, Sefer Hasidim, Rabbi Yudah Hasid, he points out that if you have a non-Jewish friend, so we know the mitzvah of Hocheach Tochiach is Amisecha, it's Es Amisecha, which is a fellow Jew. And some would say even it's specifically a Jew who keeps Torah mitzvah, but that's big machlokes, but certainly a fellow Jew. So he says, but we see that Hashem sent Yonah to Nineveh. So he said it's appropriate to be Mochiach to a non-Jew, a friend of yours, not a total stranger, you know. Don't want to do that even to a Jew who's a total stranger, because who knows what will happen, right? Last week's Haftorah, how far you have to go in Tochacha, as the Gemara learns from, right, Yohannes and Shol. Yohannes is Mochiach Shol over his hatred for David, who says he's innocent. He yells at Yohannes' son. He's Mochiach him again, he curses Yohannes' son. He's Mochiach him a third time, throws a spear at him. It's Machloik is how far you have to go, we learn it from there. Right? You have to go as far as he's about to throw the spear, but not that far. But certainly to put yourself in danger, you have to do it. But he says the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a Navi to Nineveh is indicative of the idea that one should have concern. Right? In any case, Ukshim Chinoisoi, Noisin La Oisin Moifes, Kadesh Yedu Ham, Shakel Sholchoi Be'emes. So obviously he's given a Oisar Moifes so that people will know that he is actually a Navi and listen to him. Otherwise, why would they listen to him? But here is a very interesting caveat. He says this: "V'lo kolo oisa oisa moifes ma'aminim lo ishu navi." But not everyone who actually does a sign or a miracle, we believe that he's a navi. Ela adam shahayinu yoidim bo mitchilosoi shu'ar levu. Only a person that we already know is appropriate to be a navi. B'chochmosoi, with his wisdom, uvamasav, and his actions, Shinisala ben al Kol Bnei Gila, who is superior to everyone in them, anyone of his time, Vahayamahalech Bedarkan of Wabig Dushosa Bishusah, he was following the ways of becoming a Navi in holiness and separation. Vacharkach Bav Asa Oisamoifas, then he does a miracle. Vama Shakel Shalchoi, Mitzvah Lishma Mimenu, Shinema Elab Tishma, then it's a mitzvah to listen to him. Fascinating. So he says, if a guy who is a complete Amaoretz, right, or who acts inappropriately, doesn't have good midas, he's not a chacham, etc., he comes along, even if he gives me an ois or a moifes, I'll completely ignore it. Oh, that's very nice, wonderful, right? I'm very impressed, right? You can go to Vegas with that, but it doesn't obligate us to listen to him. Ve'ef shishiyasa ois or moifes, because it's possible that he'll do ve'en an avi, and he's not a prophet. V'zeh ois yesho dvarim begav, and this miracle has got hidden aspects to it. What does that mean? Who knows? Right. First of all, as I forgot who said it, famous science fiction writer. But any sufficiently advanced technology will look like a miracle to anyone who's sufficiently primitive. Right? You're driving around in the foothills of Papua New Guinea in a Range Rover, right? And you meet some Stone Age tribesmen. Right, that very, you know, actually, anthropologists have pointed out there's such a thing as the cargo cults. You ever heard of the cargo cults? Probably not. No one's doing anthropology. Right, so in the Pacific Islands, the United States, during the Second World War, parachuted down supplies to troops and to indigenous fighters in various Pacific Islands during the Second World War, fight the Japanese. So you can imagine Stone Age tribesmen in New Guinea, right, or in the Pacific Islands, see the plane, I have no idea what this is, a huge crate drops down in a parachute and drops down, and they see this. And later, what's fascinating, after the Second World War, they found natives worshipping effigies of United States planes and crates, cargo. They called them cargo cults, right, worshipping cargo, right? So, which is understandable, as you know, of course they'll think it's miraculous. Right? Of course, they'll think it's incredible. So it's not, you know, there was a movie, The Gods Must Be Crazy. Anyone heard of it? No. There's a guy flying his plane over the Kalahari Desert, I think it is, and he throws a Coke bottle out of the cockpit, you know, just like carelessly, and it drops next to a Kung tribesman, right, and he doesn't, he's like he, and of course it destroys the entire tribe because everyone wants this bottle, this relic, right? It's incredible. So right, so. So I'm not Hassan advocating seeing a movie, but if you want to see one, this is good. Anyway, so he says this. So obviously, it. Oh, and also I should point out, the Rambam, I don't know if the Rambam agrees with this, but the Groh certainly says this, and we'll discuss this hopefully next time, is that at the time when there were Nevi'im, the Nevi'i Sheker also were given powers. Otherwise, you know, like here you got Eliyahu on Har HaKarmel challenging the prophets of Baal. You know, I mean, if it was a foregone conclusion that they were complete nincompoops, couldn't do a darn thing, right, blockheads, then why on earth would there be even a need to challenge? I mean, as you can imagine for the moment, just for in order to set up a balance of free will, Zeh, V'gam Zeh L'Uma Zeh Osah Elohim, one opposite the other, did Hashem make things? Then if you have a Novi, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Yeshaya, Eliyahu, Novi, etc., and who do you have on the opposition team? You have Jimmy and Tammy Baker, right? Too much lipstick and Lord, I sinned, and that type of stuff, right? And they can't do anything. They literally cannot do anything. Then why, you know, only idiots would I mean, that's not free will. You know, right, that's like having Woody Allen go up against Fyodor Emelianenko in an MMA competition, right? So what you need to have is actually there are various Mefarshim, the Groh and others who say that at the time that there was Nevuah, the Nevi'ei Sheker had ability to do stuff. They could cure people. They could make some fuzzy predictions, etc. So therefore, just doing the Osa Moifes in and of itself, not sufficient evidence. He's got to be Tamachok, he's got to be a tzaddik, he's got to have worked his ability to Nevuah. We have to expect that such a person would have Nevuah beforehand. Yep.
Moshe Rabbeinu, was Nisgalat Klal Yisrael through Osa Samosim.
Yes.
But I guess they knew him to be a tzaddik, he had his...
Correct. And also remember he had the names of Hashem that they were expecting, yeah, and so on and so forth. But we'll see that even that with all his oisus and moifsim, they still doubted him until Maimon Har Sinai, as the Rambam says. So, and then he says, even after this guy is done, so he's appropriate for Nevuah, he's a Talmud Chacham, he's a Tzaddik, and so on and so forth, and he's done the sign, and he's done these signs and wonders. Afal Pikain, Mitzvah L'Shmo'alo, Hoyel V'Odom Godol V'Chacham V'Roel Nevuah. So, even though there could be advanced technology, sleight of hand, etc., etc., in these oisus and moifsim, but we have to listen to him anyway. Because we assume he's got a cheskes kashrus. Shebekach nitztavenu, k'moshen nitztavenu lachtoches adin al pi shnei eding sherim. It's a halacha. We're listening to him because the halacha is that a person who has these criteria, you have to listen to him. In the same way, you have to listen to two edim. Afal pi she'ef she'shehedu b'sheker. They could have lied. There's no guarantee that edim who have got a cheskes kashrus and they've gone through the drisha and chakira, they still could be lying, but nevertheless, the halacha is you have to listen to them. It's exactly the idea here. There's a story of the author of the, I guess it's the Sharei Tshuva on Yardaya, the Pisrei Tshuva on Yardaya. So he was a Litvak. So a woman came to him, and her son, her 19-year-old son, had disappeared. And she asked him, what's going to be with my son? What's my son? Is he alive? And he said, yep, he's alive. And then she says, is he still frum? He said, yes. She said, is he going to come back? He said, yes. So she left somewhat relieved. But then the Talmidim asked him, what are you, a Rebbe? He's a Litvak. What's he doing? He says, poshut. She asked me if he's still alive. Halacha is, right, Cheskes Chaim, so we assume he's still alive. Right? There was no Reyesa in the Chazaka. She asked me if he's still Frum. He's got a Cheskes Kashrus. There's no Reyesa in the Chazaka. So he's got a Cheskes Kashrus. So I assume he's still Frum. She asked me if he's going to come back. If he's still alive and he's still Frum, of course he's going to come back and see his mother, of course. Right? So it's a halacha. It's not a moifes. Right? So it's the same as so here he's saying for this is the Litvisha Novi, right? So yeah, okay, I'll do an ois because it's a chiyuv, right? But and you listen to him because it's a chiyuv, right? And it's like I remember hearing from this is actually from Rav Shach. I didn't hear it directly from Shach. I heard it from Talmidus. So he went to he was talking about Manoach and his wife. So Manoach and his wife, they see a malach. The malach comes down in fire, goes up in fire, right? And it says I've got the exact lashon, but it says when the malach went up belabas eish in the fire, and it was when he did not come back, az yada manoach ki malach elokim hu. When he didn't come back, then Manoach knew he was a malach of Hashem. So my rabbi asked Rav Avram Gurevitz, he says, why only when he didn't come back? I mean, surely, right, someone goes up to the heaven in a fiery, in a flame, it's like, okay, he's a malach, right? It's only when he doesn't come back. So he said that, any normal human being, if he was a human, not a malach, after having done that, he would have come back, and he would have said, not bad, I'll take kvitlach now. Right. In other words, he would have gotten something out of it, right? The fact that he didn't come back, right? So he says, so he wanted to say that's the pshat in doy maharav lamalach Hashem tzvako yisivakesh torah mepiu. So he says he was walking, he was in Ponovich with Rav Shach. Rav Shach comes in to give shir klali. So Ponovich is a big place, right? The base medrash bigger than this, right? So he gives shir klali, and the guy asks Akasha, and Rav Shach thinks about it and he says, it's a good question. Closes us for him. Says, we'll have to reconsider. And he leaves. Right? So as they're walking out of the shir, so Rav Gurevitz says to Rav Shach, he says, what do you mean? But you could have answered this and this and this. He says, I thought of that a second later, but I figured if I didn't think of it immediately, maybe there's some flaw in the shir. We have to think about it again. So he didn't go back. So he says, that's it. He didn't come back. He says also, as yada manoach ki malach Hashem tzvaka, so he didn't go back. Then he says, I knew he was a malach, the vakesh torah v'piyu. But anyway, when it comes to here, when it comes to the ois and moifes, it is not purely based on the ois and moifes. It's that this is the halachic requirement, and then we're listening to him like we would shnei edim. And he says, we have to do the human requirement, which is he's a tzaddik, a talmid chacham, and etc. Right, we can only judge by our eyes. I remember a friend of mine was at a chasna in London, and they introduced, it was one of the Soloveitchiks, maybe it was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, who was at the chasna, he says, and this the English master of ceremonies, toastmaster type person, and he says, I would like to introduce next speaker, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, who is a talmid chacham and a Yiras Shamayim. Right. He said it as like a chiddush and a Yiras. So he's got to be right. So Hashem, we can only judge by what we see, right? We can't know what's going on in the heart, but based on what we see, we're following this, and that's the din of a Navi. And by the way, it is based on this idea that therefore we know that's why if a Navi would want to permanently abrogate something in the Torah, he's not able to do so, because the only reason I'm listening to him in the first case is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Torah you have to listen to this guy. But if he comes along and he says his whole authority is only based on the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu says in the Torah, listen to him. So if he's come along and saying don't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, so he's just engaged the circuit, the loop, which says don't listen to this guy either. Right? So temporary abrogation, that as we know, is totally mutter. Right, but a permanent abrogation, I mean, except in Avodah Zorah, right, but a permanent abrogation would be a contradiction to this principle. That's the only reason I'm following him, is Halacha says to follow him. Okay, and then he says, so then the Rambam says in Yisori HaTorah Yud Aleph, that he doesn't have to do an Oisus Moshe Rabbeinu or Eliyahu or Elisha, which is a shinui minhaga shel olam. It will be ela ha'ois sheloi. It is sufficient. Sheyoyim advarim ha'asidim liyois ba'olam v'yamnu dvara. All that's required is that he should say things that will happen, future predictions, and they will happen. And he says, makes a point of saying they happen precisely as he says. Not even a detail is missing. You know, generalizations are relatively easy, right? You only have to read Nostradamus to know that, right? A man will arise and start a war, okay? How many times that happened, right? I mean, okay, that's right. But generalization, or I mean, there was someone who claimed, right, during the first Gulf War, so someone had Arov had predicted there'd be no casualties on the Israeli side. So yes, 39 missiles fell, and I think two people died as a result, both indirectly, and that is absolutely miraculous and hashgacha pratis. But that it disqualifies as a nevuah, because there were casualties. So if he said there's no casualties and there's one, that's it. No, not a nevuah. Right? And that's what he's saying here, that there cannot be absolutely, and because he says, why? Because the Nevi'ei Sheker, yes, those Nevi'ei Sheker, which Hashem granted powers to, they had ambiguity, but it was fuzzy, right? So therefore, they would be approximations. So it's not sufficient to have an approximation, you have to have it actually precise. Okay, but as Hashem will continue, I'm we actually...